in a lift and if...
Good morning, Radio Way.
So we are turning our attention to walking. Yes, Terry Blair Stevens is from Public Health England, and I caught up with him. We started our conversation by looking at the research from Public Health England suggesting that 6 million Brits fail to walk for 10 minutes a month. And by walking, we're talking about a brisk walk all done in one go. Something just gets you a little bit out of breath. But 6 million Brits failing to walk for 10 minutes a month. I find that frightening, shocking, and quite frankly, very surprising, actually.
It is of concern because we know that if people are inactive, it's going to cause problems for their health in their life. So we're strongly encouraging those people who are sedentary, who are inactive, to get active, but to do so in an achievable way. Mm. So what we're trying to do through our One You campaign and a new free app called Active 10, that we can encourage people to take 10 minutes of brisk walking every day, because that will make a difference. Why we're recommending that is that there's new evidence which shows that simply taking 10 minutes of walking at a brisk pace each day can help to prevent cancer, heart disease, and poor mental health.
Mm.
And it can also reduce the risk of early death by 15%. So that simple 10 minutes of brisk walking every day can make a big difference to people's health,
yes.
Particularly for those between 40 and 60 years of age.
And I was reading that a quarter of the population of England are considered inactive, so that's less than 30 minutes of physical brisk walking or whatever exercise a week. So it's definitely a worrying statistic, and definitely something needs to be addressed then.
It is a worrying statistic. When you work it out, it basically means that people who are inactive are taking less than 4 minutes of walking, physical activity, a day. You know, that's not enough to keep them healthy. But we know that if we can encourage people to walk at a brisk pace, walking is a very effective exercise. It has huge benefits for their health. So what we don't want to do is we don't want to set goals and targets for people to reach that are not achievable.
Mm.
And this is exercise that people can do. They don't have to join a gym or a club.
Yeah.
They don't need expensive gear to wear. They don't need expensive walking shoes to wear. It's quite simply...
And it's free as well. It doesn't cost anything.
It is free, absolutely.
Yes, absolutely. And do you know, if we're all honest with ourselves, you know, even if we're not in the best of shape, 10 minutes walking in a day, you know, that's something we can all achieve, isn't it?
Exactly. And it's how we can build it into what are our busy lives. You know, we are more busy than ever before, but we are also... walking less, and we're relying on our cars more for short trips. So it's finding the alternatives, simple things like walking upstairs if you work in an office block, or taking a 10-minute break during your lunchtime to walk around the block or around the park. And similarly at home, taking 10 minutes out to walk for your pint of milk in your local shop rather than driving.
Absolutely. You're going to feel so much better through it as well, because it's not just about your sort of physical health, but your mental well-being as well. Definitely going to improve if you're out there with a bit of fresh air.
Yeah, your mental well-being it will improve. And as I said, you know, there are benefits for reducing the risk of cancer, heart disease, dementia, as well as opportunities to improve your mental health as well.
Mm, and I was reading that we're, 20% less active now than we were perhaps in the 60s. We're walking 15 miles less a year than we were 20 years ago. Why do you think that is? Have you got any thoughts on that?
It's a combination of many factors. Life is generally busy now than it was back then, but we've become more dependent and reliant on cars and other forms of transport. So previously, when we would have gone out and walked to the corner shop, we're now taking the car to the supermarket that's a couple of miles away. And simply things like busy lives with kids in schools and nursery, life is generally busier. Mm. So we have to find ways of looking after ourselves, ourselves and protecting ourselves and finding protected time for us in such a way
Absolutely.
That we can make the space for simple things like 10 minutes of brisk walking every day.
So just, I guess, about looking at our day and thinking, oh, you know, we can just fit in a bit of exercise here and fit it into the day rather than, you know, thinking, oh, we've got to go and walk 10,000 steps a day, we've got to go and do this. Just start small and build gradually.
Yeah, well, that's exactly the point. It's not actually about the distance that you're walking or indeed the time. You know, the app, the Active 10 app, which is free and you can download off your browser on the internet. What that helps you do is it helps you look at the intensity of your walking, as well as the distance that you're going, but it shows the intensity of walking that you're doing over a period of time.
So you say a brisk walk, 10 minutes a day, and you're looking at around about 3 miles an hour for speed. Is that kind of a...
Similar, three is a good start. And, you know, what people will find is that once they start to undertake these brisk walks on a regular basis, they'll hopefully have the confidence to perhaps walk for longer distances at a continued brisk pace.
Yes, and a big cost, of course, to the NHS from this trend of physical inactivity, £0.9 billion a year. That's a lot of money and a lot of that strain on resources as well. So definitely something we need to be addressing.
Absolutely. You know, if people are inactive, they're not getting any exercise, for most people in that situation, it will mean that they will have health problems, and those health problems will need to be managed by our health and social care systems in later life. So we know that people, when they reach the age of 40, there's a substantial drop-off in the amount of physical activity that they undertake. It improves a little after 60 because some people are then fortunately in the position to be retired and have more time to be more active. But that 40 to 60-year-old period is when there is currently a drop-off in physical activity, and we're really encouraging those people to be more active.
Okay, so the 40 to 60, just just find time, and as for all of us as well, just get out there and once we got a bit of sunshine, that doesn't happen very often in this country, but you know, walking, it's just such a brilliant thing. As we mentioned, it's free of charge, and you know, lovely. We've got a canal just near us, and you can see things when ducks and things like that you just can't see when you're in a car.
Yeah, get out of the space that you're normally in, whether it's your home, whether it's your office or wherever you work, and open your eyes, see the world, take in the fresh air and enjoy the walk.
Absolutely, yes. And the app then, that is free of charge, isn't it?
It is free of charge. All you need to do is to type in Active 10 into your internet browser and it will come up. You download it for free, and it will guide you through the steps of how to go about undertaking a brisk walk. It'll give you immediate feedback on the pace at which you are walking and that you're walking at a sufficient pace to feel the benefit.
So that's Terry Blair Stevens talking to me earlier about that new app from Public Health England, and just about the research as well, which I find really shocking. When I was reading this, I just couldn't believe that 6 million of us in this country are failing to walk for 10 minutes a month. And we're not just talking about, you know, just walking around the house, walking to the fridge or whatever. We're talking about a brisk walk, going out with the idea of just going for a walk, get a slightly out of breath, 10 minutes in one go. But even so, I think most of us could do that, couldn't we? So we find ourselves in this situation. Of course, if this trend continues, we're sitting on a health time bomb. So worrying things there. But the app, if you search Active 10 in your app store, you can download that. And it, as Terry was saying, it can really help you get out there and measure the intensity of your walk and offer you encouragement. And I suppose the message here is start slow with your 10 minutes a day or whatever it may be, 10 minutes a week, and then just build it all up gradually rather than sort of trying to run a marathon straight away, because that's not going to happen.